no. I'll switch to that. There's our music. That's our music. We're back again.
Nice.
We haven't done a show. Even though there was a show in the last 3 weeks, we haven't done a show for 3 weeks because the last time we posted a show, I forgot to post it for a week. It's been a very long time since we've done a show.
Shit happens.
Dude, I got fucking volleyball out of our minds the last month.
Yeah, the sports is ridiculous. I don't go a lot of the games like lately. Well, first of all, it's not even the fucking real basketball season yet.
Yeah, you're in preseason.
They play like these tournament things or whatever. They're playing in this league that's not really like, it's not really the high school league yet.
It's a league with the school teams.
Right, it's weird. they're not school games, you know.
Yeah,
like,
they don't count.
Yeah, they don't count. And sometimes they're at 9 o'clock at night, way the fuck far away. And I feel bad for my daughter. I'm like, how does she get her shit done?
Dude, we've had 30 volleyball games this year.
Oh, my God.
And only 8 of them count in league.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then playoffs start Thursday. So now it gets serious.
Oh, and then, yeah, you can have a shitload of games throughout playoffs, right?
Losing, you're done, so.
Well, right, if you keep going.
Yeah.
But, like, yesterday I had to pick Lucy up right after school, and I dropped off because she had driver's training, and she was trying to squeeze it in before basketball practice.
Oh, dude. And our new, remember, she's switching clubs. They keep trying to do stuff because, especially with a new team, coaches will want to do bonding or events or whatever. And they keep sending email after email, like, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? Nope, nope, nope. But they know it's volleyball season, and you know, there's nothing we could do, but it's nothing. There's no time to do anything extra.
But it's also school season. There's homework, and, like, Lucy's going to D.C. for, a lot of shit happens also with school.
Yeah, school's busy, and you got to keep your grades up.
Right.
Yeah, it's freaking nuts, and it has been bonkers busy.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. I tried to talk Lucy into quitting basketball.
Which
she has enough activity. She's also in journalism. She's also in she does rowing. She, you know what I was like, do all these other things.
That's right.
Unless
she's
basketball
doing,
eats up a lot of time.
She's doing two sports and other shit. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And there's more than just journalism because she's like on the school newspaper. There's something else too. I just
some student council too, I thought.
No, that's Bing.
Oh, that's Bing. Yeah.
Yeah. That kid's a little mellower. He has he's the school vice president and he does mock trial, but that's about it for him.
Oh, she does that though too.
She's not doing it this year, I don't think.
Dude, something's gotta give. Besides you.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. God. What's Duke up to? I saw photos, but I know he needed a home for a dog at one point.
Oh God. That's a funny story. Ha, ha,
okay,
ha,
whose dog was that?
I'll give you one guess. She's a psycho cunt.
Her dog or the guy that she used to be married to?
Oh, no, that guy's long gone.
Well, but Duke said he was living in his guest house or something, I thought.
At one point back in the day. Now, he's moving around. He's fucking
being but no, when I saw him at the mall and I asked him where the hell he was living, that's where he told me he was. That was only like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, he bounces around. He goes in and out and stays here and stays there, which is annoying because you should stay somewhere.
He also told me he broke up with his girlfriend.
Yes, that's done. Well, you know how that goes. It's done for now.
Right. Well, she moved away, right?
Well, here's the weirdness that happened there. He was doing that television show that he finished.
Right, in Austin or Atlanta or wherever the hell he was.
No, he was in Virginia.
Okay, and that was when
she is also wanted to be an actor. Well, he's done a lot of, he gets a lot of work. He's had a lot of stuff that happen. And in that whole time, he's been with her, and she's never got anything in that whole time. And he's had, 10 jobs now, probably?
Yeah, and some good ones.
Yeah. So, recurring roles and stuff like that. She never got anything. But she's more into theater than, television or movie acting. So, if you're going to do theater, you got to go to New York. Like, that's the place to do theater. So, they were living together, and then he got that job, and he knew he was going to be gone for 2 or 3 months. So, he said, hey, you know, if you're ever going to make a shot at acting in theater, why don't you go to New York while I'm gone in Virginia? And they were losing, they were getting rid of their apartment anyways, because they had raised the rent and they didn't want to stay there. So he goes, that way we won't pay rent. We'll be gone. You go to New York. I'll go to Virginia. And then after, we'll come back and get a place. That was their plan.
But living in New York is expensive.
Yeah. No shit. Brutal. Yeah. So then he calls me, and he'd been in Virginia for a while and is asking me for money. And I'm like, wait a minute. What do you need money for? Like,
right. You're living on this production company.
You're living in a hotel paid for by a production company. You're getting a daily per diem for food, and they feed you on set.
Right.
Like,
right.
You don't need money. Like, I'm not sending you money. And he's like, well, she bailed New York and went down there and started living on his shit.
Wait a minute. She went to the hotel?
Yes. She jumped on a bus and went to fucking Virginia and went down to his fucking set. And I was like, dude, I'm not giving you
a bad look.
Yeah, I'm not giving you money. And that's a really bad fucking look. You're with some really big famous people now, and all of a sudden your girlfriend's hanging around. Like, I go, you need to be able to hang out and socialize with these other actors. You need to be able to go out. You need to be, you know, ready for whatever they need. And you can't be like,
be 100% into this thing.
I can't go. I can't say, sorry, I got to go back to the room. My girlfriend's there. And oh yeah, can I bring a doggy bag? Like, sorry, that's fucking not cool.
Right.
And he's like, I know. Then all of a sudden he comes back and he tells me, oh, I'm getting a place by myself. And I'm like, what happened? Apparently that irked him too. And then he told her if she came back to LA that he was getting his own place and she was going to have to get her own place and she should just stay in New York. And she's still in New York. She never came back.
Okay.
So he talked her into staying in New York basically. And then he's back here on his own and she is.
Yeah. And he's floating around.
Yeah. And he's floating around with nowhere to go because remember she paid half their rent.
Right. But he also told me he was up for a gig in Vancouver that he might get that would take him away for a few months.
He's been on a thing called Pinned for a job, which is where they put you on the board for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And they keep calling his agent going, hey, he's still up for it. Which says to me, there's a bigger name that they're stringing, that they're trying to get or get their schedule available. And he's their last resort. So that's been going on. And then the other night we were going to do a podcast. He had called me and said, hey, he had like a really big audition, like the biggest audition he's ever had in his life. He got the other, which is a feat in and of itself, just to get on those
just getting the audition. This is a big deal.
Yeah. It's a big fucking deal for the thing it was for. So he goes, it's kind of down by your work afterwards. Let's go eat when you get off. I'm like, all right, cool. So my plan was get off work. I get off usually every day at 5 o'clock. And then we were going to go eat, and then I was going to go home, and we were going to do the pod. And the one fucking time my boss decides we got to do this, 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 and it's got to happen now, and I didn't get out of work till fucking 7.
Did he sit at a restaurant?
Yeah, he was down there waiting, like, oh, well, it's down here. I'll go to Chinatown and walk around. He was, like, killing time, but I was pissed. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to fucking leave him hanging now and say, yeah, I got to go do the pod. So then we didn't do the pod. And then I went and we went, sat down, I ate and ran home.
And yeah, got ready for work.
Yeah, I was pissed. I was really pissed at that. But that doesn't happen too often with this job. But it's happened now 3 times. And the other 2 times, I was supposed to go pick up my daughter.
Right. It's always at the worst time.
Yeah. Well, it's happened like 10 times since I've worked there. Whereas it would happen 10 times in a month at rehab, at least.
Right.
Here, it happens. It's pretty rare. It's the same thing. It's no fucking warning that pisses me off. Like, I have no problem staying and working late. I've stayed till 9 o'clock a few times working on shit. Not a problem at all. But let me know. Like, as far in advance as you can. So I can call and say, hey, somebody go get the kid. Or, hey, don't come to dinner. I can't go. It's when I leave someone hanging. Or fuck up my parental responsibilities that I am not a fucking happy camper. So that happened that week. But yeah, he was off doing that. And now he's still waiting to hear from either of those jobs.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lottery win to get the one, which will,
right, you
know, fucking fat chance. And then the other one, possible, you know, the fact that they've had him pinned and they keep stringing him along, it says to me that he is the backup plan.
No, definitely. And when does the other one air?
I think it's going to air in March. Because they're still filming.
A little ways.
It's still not over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's done filming, but it's not over.
Okay.
So it goes on and on. So he is, as soon as that gets done, that'll go into post-production. And I think he should get some attention off of that. I mean, you're going to be famous, but it should be high profile enough.
Yeah, and it might get him more gigs.
It should. Well, the one thing too, and he says like the guy that's the star and the guy that wrote it and stuff is like cool as fuck, and he's still in touch with him. Like the guy's super fucking cool. Like awesome.
Yeah, maybe he'll get to be part of his posse. You know, like those production dudes. You know, like those.
That's what you got to be. I love being part of.
Look
like
at the Adam Sandler guy.
Dude, that's the only work those fuckers get.
Yep, but it's good work. Whenever he puts out a shitty movie, it makes, you know, $100 million. And
every one of those dudes has a part in it.
Remember, didn't he buy him after Grown Ups 2? Didn't he send them all a Maserati or something stupid like that?
Yeah, there's some crazy shit like that. But
because he makes stupid money.
Oh, my God. Sandler's paid.
Yeah.
So he's trying to, you know, get some shit like that going. And he knows that. Also, I keep telling him, like, he got brought in for Marvel's brought him in now twice.
Yeah, that's a good gig too, right?
And they like him, and they brought him back, like, after they brought him in. And I'm telling him, like, dude, if you get on one of those movies, that's a lifetime of income because you can go to nerd conventions forever.
No, I told you I just ran into Squidward, right? I've known him for 30 years now or however long. And he's like, you know, first of all, SpongeBob's still running. But he's like, I make so much money off of the other, you know, like I can go to conventions. They charge $50 an autograph. Bing and I just went to a comic convention and they had five of the B-lister office people there. It was $180 if you wanted to get a group photo with them.
Wow. That's crazy.
Right? It was Kevin, Stanley.
Oh, my God.
Meredith. Oh, crap. And two other Creed and somebody else. I can't remember, but
wow.
And then autographs were range from $40 to $50 a pop if you wanted to get something autographed.
I remember Stallone getting a bunch of heat for doing one of those and charging $800 a fucking autograph. I think it was an autograph and a photo, $800.
I get that that's a moneymaker. I don't know if I could do that.
I know, because they're fans of yours, and it's like.
And they made you rich from watching the products you make. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it would make me feel good to go to a comic convention and sign shit for free.
And but the comic convention pay you. If the comic convention paid me because people were going to come in the door to see me, I'm totally cool with that. Yet I'm with you. I don't want to. Yeah, sorry. $150. I signed this for you. That's fucking weird.
It's weird. And I don't know. It just seems like, you know, like. Those people have given you a good career. They've gone to your movies. They've bought the merch. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I told them, though. I'm like, get on one of those and you're set for life.
Yep. Oh, for sure. Those, you know, like you're always that character. In fact, when we were at the comic book convention thing, we were walking by and some panel was on for, it was like an old X-Men cartoon. And they were bringing up and a lot of the voices in it were old actors that I recognized, but these old actor people were doing because they were a voice in a cartoon years ago.
You know, remember we talked about this before. That's what Hamill did for the longest time. Mark Hamill was a freaking cartoon character voice.
Right.
He's finally working again now in that Viking show.
What Viking show?
There's a show called Vikings. It's on like a.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it looks pretty cool. You know, one of those period pieces. Right. And he's in that.
I guess Vikings haven't been fully explored yet. They've done, you know, medieval times, but
exactly. It's along those lines,
you know,
but yeah, he's in that show. So yeah, anyway, he's been doing all that stuff and trying to, get a job.
Well, good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then we are in craziness. But I'm like, oh my God, fucking volleyball ended insane. They had.
Wait, was this the tournament? This was the last game this of the was regular the
league.
Season?
So when league worked out and teams, because our league is league's not that big with only 8 games. It's a small window of time. And at school will call your school and say, hey, we got a pep rally that day. Can we move the game to Monday? You know, they'll move the games around. So we ended up on our last week of school, we had our final game of league on Monday. And then on Tuesday was our last game of regular season. And then the season for everyone else ended Thursday. Okay. So, and then on Monday, our girls had to win to, and they won, they were league champs. But since they had split one with Alamany, who they'd played twice, they won one, lost one. They were going to end up being, worst case scenario, co-league champs with Alamany.
Okay.
So they, oh my God, they played like shit and they almost lost. They squeaked out a stressful win and they were co-league champs. And they were, you know, very reserved about their celebration because they were going to be co-league champs and none of them were happy about it. All right. On Tuesday, they continued to play like shit and got their asses handed to them by this dude. There's a private school up by the Rose Bowl. It's $57,000 a year to go there.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It's, you can live there. It's an academy.
Okay.
But it's the nicest school I've ever, it's nicer than universities. It's the most beautiful campus I've ever seen.
Right.
It's really nice. And they whipped the shit out of us, but that wasn't league play. So that didn't matter. Other than it went on our record as a loss, but it didn't count against league. So then on Wednesday, they had the Alamany played their last game against the team we had already smoked twice and they had already beat once. All right. No one bothered to check that score. And I get to work on Thursday morning and I'm like, I really want to know that score. And there's that website, but they don't update scores for like 24 hours.
Okay.
And I looked at it and I have it and I looked at the score and it didn't have it. So then I'm like, I wonder. And so I Google the score of these two schools and I see a Twitter feed from Alamany and they fucking lost. They lost that game. Uh-huh. And when
so
they lost,
they're not co-champs.
Yeah, we're champs now, like fully champs. And they had no idea. So I text Shorty from work at like 9 o'clock in the morning. She's in a classroom. Has her phone on, has some of the girls from her team in the room and tells them. And apparently they're out in the hallways, like jumping around, freaking out and stuff. But it was like crazy that the way they found out they won league was.
Yeah. That's funny that nobody thought to like figure that out.
Well, I texted it to the coach and I'm like, is this true? Did you see this? And she's like about died. And then she goes, I'm calling that school. So then she called the school and got it verified. But it was strange. Yeah, no one, because no one bothered checking because it was impossible they would have lost that game.
Right.
And it went 5, and then the fifth game goes to 15, and you have to win by 2. That game ended up, the fifth game ended up being 21-19. That's into overtime they went. That's how close of a game it was, and they lost. So, big deal for them. Now they're champs, and.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, the banner and everything. Would be very cool.
Yeah, it's funny when you go to the schools, you see all their banners.
I know.
It'll be some schools, like, they have banners for weird shit. There's like dance competitions and stuff.
I saw, by the way, that really rich ass school we were at that last game, they had an equestrian banner.
Oh, yeah, that's a rich one. Now, I looked it up because I was curious. That viewpoint school that my kid plays at every once in a while. That one's only like $30,000 a year.
That's still insane. That's how.
Right.
What's it called? It's like that over here on the west side is like that much. Windward.
But when I walked the campus, I was like, holy shit, this is the nicest school I've ever been at. You know, yes. And they have security that roams around all night. You know what I mean? Like they have 24-hour security.
Yeah, even armed security.
Yeah, and like out, you know, like it's crazy how nice that school is. And you're like, holy, you know, I was like, how much does this cost?
Dude, I had to look it up. That campus was like 47 acres and it's on top of the hill overlooking the Rose Bowl. on one of those hills.
That land alone is outrageously expensive.
Oh my God. It's got a, and it's a Catholic school. It has a gigantic Catholic church up there on top of it. It's
crazy.
It's insane, but it's also a boarding school. So if it's 57 grand, you can live there. It's only like 30, I think, if you just go there and live here.
You just go every day.
Yeah, but it's 50 to live there.
God, you don't think of boarding schools still existing. You think that is like an, you know, like an, you know, like an old past thing where people would threaten to send you to boarding school, but you don't. I forget they still really exist.
One of Shorty's friends, who she played volleyball with from the get-go, lived over in Santa Monica. They were highfalutin. And the kid was a twin, boy and a girl. And the girl played volleyball and the boy played lacrosse. And the parents, when they would, I never met the dad ever. And Juliana played volleyball with her for 3 or 4 years. And I never saw the guy one time.
Wow.
But the mom came to everything. But the mom could, she was cool as hell. And I remember like having drinks with her before and hanging out with her. She's super cool. She could give a flying fuck about volleyball. And she didn't ever watch the game. She'd sit there and like read a book and just ignore it. And her daughter would be like, Mom, Mom, did you see that, Mom? Well, finally, and then that kid was at that snooty all-girls, Marlboro.
Okay.
And playing volleyball there. When that, and that's like a, an elite volleyball school. They do really, really well. She was playing there. And then this year, junior year, fucking boarding school in, like, Vermont. See ya.
Oh, no way.
Kid's just gone. They sent her away. And then they sent
She want to go or no? Did they just decide?
They just decided. Her and her brother. The brother got sent to like a boarding school in the South somewhere. And she got sent to one in Vermont.
That's when you know your parents don't like you.
Dude. It's so like, I feel bad not having time to do an, as much as I, you know.
Right. Like
always and being rushed for time.
Now imagine just shipping your kid away and going, see you Christmas.
Yeah. See you Christmas. And he... And spending a fuckload of money to send you away. That's how bad I want rid of you. I'm going to fucking cough up a shitload of cash. I mean, between two kids, I promise you they're dropping 100 G's to have those two kids gone.
Easy.
That's fucking nuts. Like, you're right. Your parents hate you at that point.
Yeah. They really don't want you around.
You know what I really don't want to do this year? Go to any volleyball or lacrosse games. Let's send these fuckers away. Okay. And that's what they did.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And it was funny. The mom, they had a German Shepherds, too, and she would always talk to me about her dogs and even bring the dogs sometimes so I could see them. And she seemed to be really into the dogs, but not so much the kids.
Oh, those poor kids.
Yeah. And I'm not kidding. A really great kid. That was a really, your daughter's a really nice, nice kid. Very good volleyball player. Apparently a very smart student. Just an all-in-all good kid.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it sucks. But what you're going to do?
I guess send your kid to boarding school is what you're going to do.
Fuck them if they can't take a joke. We're sending them off.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. In none of my lottery fantasies do I go, I buy a big house, and then I ship the kids off to boarding school.
Dude, I'm going to win the lottery and totally ship my fucking kids off. Holy fuck.
Finally.
Is there boarding school for my wife? Because I'm going to send her too. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of being shipped off, yesterday we got evacuated.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That fire was raging for a little while.
What was weird is somewhere around 10 a.m., start getting texts and alerts. It's cool, too. Ring is cool, man. Ring is a good, like, the first place I heard about was Ring. Ring was like, hey, alert, in your neighborhood, there's fire.
Yeah, they, you know what's funny? They'll send them, like, because, you know, I don't live in the hills. It'll be like, house fire, and they give you, like, you know, like, all right, cool.
Yeah, they let you know what's going on in your neighborhood, which is why you have it. It's cool. So I got it from there, and then we were watching it, but I'm like, okay, it's really close to my house, but it's not incredibly windy, and I turned on the news immediately, and it said it was going uphill. And that's heading away from my house.
That's away from you.
Yeah. So I'm like, cool. I'm fine. And then by 1 o'clock, they issued an evacuation order and they gave the area and it went all the way within 2 blocks the other side of my house. So I was right on the edge of the evacuation, but I'm like, why the fuck are they evacuating? And then I'm like, my dogs are there and they're outside. I better go. So I bail on work and I leave and I come home. And it was weird when I got here they had the road blocked at my street. Like, that's where the roadblock was.
Okay.
And everyone had to turn around there. I was lucky enough to turn onto my street and get to my house. So, and then when I pulled up to my house, that, you know that jet they have? It looks like a passenger jet.
Yeah, that big ass one.
That fucking thing buzzed my roof, dude. It was, I'm just seeing that was fucking crazy.
Well, like, because planes that big don't usually fly that low. Yeah,
don't fly that low right over your roof. Just, and you hear it coming and I'm like, what the fuck? Because I heard all the helicopters. And then all of a sudden I look back and I see this big red and white fucking jet like coming at my house. I'm like, so this is what it looked like on 9/11.
Yeah.
Fucking no, thing. Just boof. And then it goes over. And right after it passed my house, he pulled up hard and banked and flew back. And then I didn't see him again the rest of the day. I don't think that thing is easy to refuel or refill.
Yeah. No, I think that one, you know, but. God, I saw it's like 8,000 gallons or something crazy. Like,
well, they were saying that one of the reason they evacuated the area so big is that thing, when it drops, when it drops the load, it crushes your car.
Yeah. Did you see the video that the Forest Service did a video to show the damage it can do? And they had it drop over an SUV and it ripped the roof off.
So what the fuck would that do to your house?
Well, they usually paint lines with it, you know, of like, they don't usually do it on the houses unless they absolutely have to. Because I was talking to my coworker about that. He's like, why don't they just dump that shit on the house? And I'm like, and then I showed him that video. I'm like, because look what it does.
Yeah. So I think my house got evacuated just in case, like, they missed the spot or something. And they dumped that on somebody's house. They didn't want anybody in it. Or if you were outside, imagine going outside looking up at the planes. It fucking just gets smashed.
It would kill you. I mean, yes. It's crazy the amount of force it comes down with on those things.
Here's a great comparison. Remember Flashdance?
Yes. Now imagine Airplane doing it. Yes,
because Jennifer Beale got her back completely fucked up in that movie doing that pull the bucket of water and dump it on you. Just a bucket of water. Now imagine, was it 2,000 gallons or whatever the fuck it is? Like a whole swimming pool falling out of the sky on you. I'm gonna fucking smash you flat and kill you.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Apparently that's crazy dangerous. But they paint those lines. They don't really dump on the fire. They like dump a line, you know, like, so if they're hitting your house is already in pretty, you know, is in danger. So I guess the damage it does dumping on your house wouldn't be as bad as it burning to the ground.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Your insurance is good. Well, a lot, though, like, trust me, those houses, I don't think any houses got burned yesterday, but there's the smoke damage to some of those ones on the edge of the hill. Those are fucked. No one's living in those for weeks now. They're going to have to do all kinds of construction.
I thought this was interesting. And do you remember back in the fires last year, Kanye West hired private
firefighters. Yes.
So I was like, when I heard that last year, I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Well, yesterday on the news, they were up in that neighborhood and the guy's reporting and he goes, this was like in the evening news. He's like, there's still a lot of firefighters here. He's like, some from the city and some from insurance. And I was like, holy shit, insurance companies send their own firefighters?
Dude, okay, the city, here's what's weird too. They cleared us last night around 9 o'clock, nine something. They lifted the evacuation order. But when you drive down still right now, if you come down PCH, you know where the Baywatch lifeguard stand is?
Yep.
That's where the base is set up. I'm not kidding. There's at least 50 fire trucks there still and 30, 40, 50 cop cars there. They have these towers set up for like, you know, cell service and internet and all that. It's a huge base and there's no smoke. And it doesn't smell like smoke. And the fire seems to have been out since yesterday. But that entire camp is not going anywhere. They are still there right now. I saw it.
No, well, they still haven't contained the fire from last week. I don't totally understand. I thought containment meant surrounded, like when it's 100% contained. But remember it took them like that. The fire from last year that destroyed all the houses wasn't officially out until like, you know, something like weeks. March or something, or, you know, it was months.
Yeah, that thing went like, and wait went a minute, and what went. Do you... yes.
But, you know, like nothing had been burning for a long time. So I don't know what that, you know, like they stick around for a long time and do shit. And I don't know exactly how it works.
Yeah. Well, hotspots, I get to Like, imagine a giant tree with a huge root system. If it burned all the way into the ground, you could have burning hot embers that you wouldn't even see forever. Right. That, you know, that would go and go and go. So could be that, you know, hot spots flare up. But and I know they're always just hitting hot spots all night.
But they will mop up, and containment can take for, you know, it can take months. And you're like, I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing something.
That one last year in Malibu, they set up, it dwarfed this one as far as the city they set up for first responders. Right. And every insurance company had a trailer set up. A bunch of the insurance companies weren't allowed in the emergency area. They were set up in the parking lot where Ralph's is there in Malibu.
Oh, okay.
They were in there, and there was a State Farm big ass like trailer, looked like people lived in. That was there for at least a month and a half. It was there all the way through the holidays. That thing didn't leave. The first responders were gone, and the insurance one was still there.
I met a guy who lost his house in that fire, and he was telling me about it. And he's like, they had to hire somebody who helps you deal with the insurance company because he lost everything.
God.
And he's like, you know, it's good, but he goes like, they ask you questions like, how many towels did you have? How many forks did you have? You know, and he's like, shit, I don't know.
By the way, Jamie was getting pissed at me yesterday because I posted on there. Then she hit back. Remember, she's been through this like two or three times.
Right.
So she's like, do this. And I'm making jokes back at her. And she's like, you're making jokes and I'm trying to help you. She's getting fucking annoyed with me. And she had really good ideas. But I guess Bob's house burned down.
She said, really?
And she said Bob's house burned to the ground and insurance wouldn't pay for shit. And they said, if you had video, you could prove it. Because he said, I had like, 37 towels and da da da.
Right,
like, do you have receipts for those? No, they were in the house, fucker. So they said,
you don't keep receipts for towels, let's be honest.
But it was a good idea. She said, go through right now and video everything in your house. Yep. Like, if you can video it, you can show it, then you can prove you had it, and they'll have to replace it.
And keep it on the cloud somewhere so that you can.
Yeah, exactly. Not on your computer that burned up in the fire.
Right. Yeah, put that on your Google Drive. Yeah.
And also, wet your roof down and stuff. Like, I never felt... I never felt like my house was going to burn down yesterday.
You know why? It wasn't that windy.
Yes.
If it had been near Santa Ana, you could have been in real, but I don't, the wind was bad, not super bad yesterday.
No, we had no wind over here. Here's what's crazy. Sunday night, the wind got so bad, I had to go outside and like unplug all the Halloween stuff because it was blowing away.
Okay.
The Halloween inflatables I have. And our umbrellas were lifting up out of the heavy stands and flipping over. Like, it was crazy windy here Sunday night. And when we got up Monday morning, everything was a fucking mess because of leaves everywhere from all the wind. And I remember saying to my daughter, oh my God, there's no more wind. This is crazy. Thank God, because the fire broke out 3 hours later.
Right.
Yeah, we'd have been fucked. If that wind would have stayed like it was, it would have came straight towards my house and I'd have been fucked.
We had last week one night, it got crazy windy. I mean, like, I'm sitting here and everything's blown. And then around 10 o'clock, it just stopped. I was sitting on the couch and I go, wait a minute, what happened to the wind? All of a sudden, not gradually or anything, it just stopped. And then there was no more wind the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is weird.
So fucking trippy the way all that shit works. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if it had been blowing, like that night, when the Malibu fire started, I remember I was in the tiny little thing we had called the bungalow at rehab. And the wind was blowing so hard across the top of the roof, the chimney was whistling like you were blowing into a bottle.
Oh, right. Yeah, like, yeah.
Ooh. It was like, ooh. It was literally like howling through the chimney. It was so fucking loud. And then that fire broke out and then it got to that house in like 4 hours.
Yeah, that wind was crazy for that fire. I remember like...
Yeah, and that didn't let up for days, that wind. It just kept ripping. And then what's funny is in that area, even I'd get home and there wouldn't be wind, but there it was so windy, everything was blowing over and it was crazy.
Yep. You know, it hasn't been a year. Bing remembers because it was his birthday when they had to evacuate.
Oh,
so it
God.
Was no. It was November 8th. It hasn't even been a year since that last fire.
Yeah, we're coming up on it because I remember... Yep. Having a Thanksgiving at at Orange County.
Rehab, right?
Yeah, rehab out in Orange County because we didn't have a place. Yeah. Did I tell you they got taken over by the bank?
No, I know you told me. You told us that they were that a whole bunch of people got laid off. Did they end up selling, like foreclosing or whatever?
From what I understand, the doctor that was running it was shady as fuck and was funneling money to his projects. So they fired him and cut ties with the bigger company, and they went back to just being that rehab at that facility, and the bank took it over. And they laid off a bunch of people because then they immediately had, they were hurting for cash and had to cut.
Right. And when the bank takes over, they don't want to be in rehab business. They look for somebody to buy it as soon as possible.
Yeah, they'll dump it on another big company the second they can.
Right.
But yeah, that was, I'm so glad I'm out of that fucking business.
Yeah, that's a weird business.
They're also now finally getting sued. You know, they were always getting sued by neighbors and all that shit. But they're finally going to lay down the smack because so many people have died in those training of staff and who needs to be on duty. But I can't tell you the number of times I was the only fucking person on duty when there was a person that could literally drop dead. Literally. Right. Just drop fucking dead any minute. And I was the lone fucker there. And granted, I have a CPR training and I can run a defibrillator machine. And that's about as good as it gets.
Right. And also, you're in charge of multiple people.
Yeah, and you still got to check on the other people. And I can't do shit without calling a doctor and waking them up. Hey, this person's doing this and this and this. And they ask me a million fucking medical questions. And I'm like, shouldn't there be a fucking nurse here? Because I'm not a nurse.
You should have a doctor on the premises.
Or a nurse. And they're not.
Yeah, or you're right. Or somebody with some medical training. Yeah,
someone. A LVN, a RN, anything. But no, we didn't much of the time.
I just saw something on the news that I did not know because I live in a big city. Apparently, in a lot of rural counties, the EMTs are all volunteers.
Yeah.
And they said there's a lot of counties now where they don't have enough volunteers and they just don't have EMTs or emergency services, and the nearest doctor can be hundreds of miles away.
So and they you just die? Like,
yeah. I mean, because there's – they're like, these are volunteer forces. In a lot of places, they just don't have enough volunteers anymore. They can't run them.
Dude, I'll tell you this. In fucking Malibu, you have a heart attack, you were Tom Petty, dead, because he fucking had a heart attack in Malibu.
Oh, it takes them forever to show up?
No, they show up. They have to take you to Santa Monica. That's the closest hospital. Right. And that was 25 miles away.
Yeah,
on PCH with traffic. Yes.
Yeah.
Even with sirens on, they're not getting through traffic too fast down PCH.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
And it's you would think they could go over, but if you go over the canyon. You know, canyon, there's not a fucking hospital right there either. Anywhere near.
Isn't there one out up by us in Westlake or something, or in that area?
There's one when I had to go to
Thousand Oaks
ER a number of times, it was fastest to go all the way to fucking Oxnard.
Oh,
for me.
Crap. Oh, yeah, go north on
PCH? Well, I would just go straight north up PCH, and I would haul ass, and I could get there. You know, you're going freeway speeds. There's never traffic going that way, and I could get there in about 20 minutes. To get to Santa Monica hauling ass, it took me 30. The night they tried to kill the lady, my last night, I got that lady to Santa Monica ER in like 35 minutes, and I was fucking moving, dude.
Yeah,
I was certain she was going to die.
No, that's good from that distance.
Yeah, it's
that's
far.
Why they always have to airlift people when they get accidents on that highway.
Yeah, anything happens, you're getting a helicopter ride in Malibu or you're dying.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but that's true.
Yeah, watch where you have medical emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
God, man, those people are bad. I'm watching basketball right now. Interesting stuff. It's the season opener now.
Clippers and Lakers?
That's next. That's coming up. But right now... New Orleans is playing the Toronto Raptors. Toronto Raptors are the Canadian team that won the championship last year. Right. And then their player
the one
left.
Drake likes.
Yeah, and their player left and went to the Clippers. That's why everybody's excited about the Clippers this year.
Okay.
Their main dude left. But the weird twist here is their main guy left and went to the Clippers, and then the Lakers took the main star from New Orleans and then gave New Orleans their entire team except for LeBron and Kuzma. So it's like watching the Lakers play the Raptors right now, only they're wearing freaking New Orleans jerseys. The whole fucking team is there. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is weird.
They're winning right now, too. They're beating. Oh, no, it's tied. Oh, my God. It's tied with 29 seconds left. It's a really good game.
And then I can't. It's too early to care about anything with basketball because playoffs aren't until June. Yeah.
And that's when it'll matter. It's like baseball. It doesn't matter. Does not matter. Games do not matter. Even though I do want to go to a Clipper game and I do want to go to a Laker game this year because I do want to see those teams on the floor live.
Go to the Christmas game. They play each other.
God, you know, my connection just passed away. Oh, we used to go at Christmas. We'd go. Our neighbor had a suite. The grandma had a suite, okay. And the grandma just passed away.
Okay.
But we would go there on Christmas Day and watch those. It was so fun. God, it was
awesome. What radio station carries those teams? Is that iHeart?
iHeart carries the Clippers, Lakers? and ESPN carries the Lakers.
Your wife doesn't know somebody at one of those stations who couldn't get you tickets?
She used to get me Clipper tickets all the time, but at that time, CBS had the Clippers. When CBS got a weird deal. iHeart fucked them, by the way. So CBS had the Clippers, and then they sold it to Intercom, whoever the fuck it is about them. And when they sold it to them, they had just launched a sports station, and they moved the Clippers to that sports station.
Right?
Well, that sports station wasn't part of the deal. So it flipped formats, it voided that contract, and fucking iHeart swiped the Clippers right off from under their nose.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is funny because if the Dodgers were still in the World Series, you wouldn't hear the Clipper games. They would just not be on the radio.
Right, because that was the deal. Dodgers have priority, right?
Yeah, over everything, which is insane when football season starts and you cut away for a fucking baseball game that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess the good news is that does not happen in this season.
Or ever.
Right.
God. Dodgers are like, just keep getting there and failing and getting there and failing. And Kershaw's the guy that keeps fucking it up, their main dude.
Yeah.
It is fucking bad news to be a Dodger fan.
But didn't they have, like, up until the playoffs, like, the best record in baseball?
Best record in baseball. They were fucking insanely awesome. And they get to the playoffs, and they lose in the fucking first round.
Yeah.
And Kershaw's the one that blew it for them again. They were winning that game, the deciding game. They were winning, and then they decide to let Kershaw come in for an inning or two to stroke his ego because they didn't let him start the series because he's not their best pitcher anymore, and he fucking blew it.
God.
That's got to be awful.
Yeah.
For him. He seems like a good guy, too. It's fucked for him.
I always feel bad with, you know, like a sports guy when some dude – loses it, or you know, like it comes to him, he has to hit it good something, and he, you know, like the pressure on you is
it's insane
sport like that when you're, you know.
But I think he gets some crazy amount of money a year, $35-45 million a year, something nuts like that,
right? He'll be retired by 40.
Oh God, he'll let's hope he's retired in the next 2 years.
Yeah, and he could never work. He would never have to work again.
Oh yeah, no shit, huh? Oh, God, that game just went to overtime. That means they're going to hold off showing the fucking the Lakers Clippers.
And sports is like cartoons. You can do conventions and shit and make money.
Yeah, forever.
Yep.
Especially if you're on a championship team. Dude, I posted a thing today about Tom Brady doing practical jokes on a guy that was their backup quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Dude, that was brutal shit he did. And it said,
see it. What did he do?
It said, the moral of the story is don't get into a prank war with someone who has more money than you, which is fucking true. Like, first off, he's Brady, so everyone's going to have Brady's back.
Right.
And the guy did something. Apparently, Brady started it and, like, slapped this food tray out of his hand in, like, the cafeteria one day just as a joke. And so the guy did something back, and then Brady went – and at one point took the guy's practice jersey out and pissed all over it and put it back in his locker.
Oh, God.
And then he had someone jack up his car and take all the tires off of it. Right? And they brought three tires in and put them in front of his locker and then hid one tire. All right. And the fucking didn't give the dude back his fourth tire. And they said for 4 days, the guy was like getting rides. This is a backup quarterback. He's not making millions of dollars a year.
Right.
This dude's taking like taxis to work and shit because Brady won't give him back the tire to his car. I was like, okay, at that point, it just becomes fucking mean.
Right.
And then they said that Brady finally gave him back his tire. And then the offensive linemen, who were totally on Brady's side, went and filled they went into his car and filled his air conditioning ducts with glitter. And then the entire car with peanuts, you know, those
packing
peanuts.
Yeah. Okay.
So the fucking guy's just getting fucked. It's like, yeah, there you go. That's what I get for getting in a fucking, dude, I can't watch that game.
With a guy who can hire people to do pranks for him.
Yes. Yeah. You know, Brady didn't jack up a car and take the tires off that fucker. God. Yeah.
Where do you hire people for pranks?
Trust me. He has bitches.
Let's start a service where we'll just do pranks for you.
Problem is some guy comes outside and sees you jacking his car and taking the tires off. He's going to shoot you or kick the shit out of you.
Right.
Or call the police.
I did do that once to my friend in high school. It was his birthday. And so to fuck with him, we got his mom to give us the spare set of keys to his car. And we went to we went outside school and we moved his car watched it come out and try and find it and thought it was stolen.
Dude, we did that at Power one time. There was a guy that was the office manager and he was so fucking cheap that like every Friday or whatever it is, he went to the bank. And he did deposits and stuff like that. And he would not drive his own car the mile to the bank. So he would insist on taking one of the station vans every fucking time. Well, one day he took it and it got stolen. The van got stolen, was gone. So he was all freaked out and embarrassed. Then a couple weeks later, he went to the bank again and we followed him. And we took the fucking van while he was in the bank. And we drove off and we were watching him. Unbeknownst to us, he was an early cell phone user. He had a flip phone in his back pocket. Okay. And he called 911. Do you know who does not think fucking pranks are funny?
Yes.
Burbank police.
Yep.
They fucking hated Power to begin with, dude. They fucking hated us.
Yeah.
They were not amused.
No.
I literally got into it with a Burbank cop one time in a Power van. I pulled up in the red zone. You know where they built that? Everybody did it. So they finally built the curb out there across from Warner Brothers at Bank of America.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember where that ATM used to be? You could pull up, run in, go to the ATM in the red zone.
Yep.
I pulled up and did that. And I was in a Power van. So this cop pulls up and it's a parking ticket. I'm in a red zone.
Right.
So the guy, like, give me your license and registration. And I'm like, here you go. And then he starts like running me for warrants and all this shit. And I'm like, dude, this is a parking ticket. Like I'm being nice to you right now and cooperating with you, but this is a parking ticket. Give me a parking ticket or fucking shut the fuck up, basically.
Right.
And then he kept going. I know when I snapped, he said, do you have any tattoos or anything? And I was like, are you fun? Then I unloaded on the dude. And then he was pissed and he wanted to fucking do something. And then I started talking more shit to him. And it just fucking got heated. And he called backup. Backup came. And when the backup came, I go, hey, your fucking partner is a dick and he's fucking giving me problems for parking in a red zone. He won't just give me a parking ticket. I haven't committed a moving violation.
Right.
And I think the guy finally said, like, dude, give the guy a fucking ticket and like let it go.
Right.
He was just a dick. Those Burbank cops hate fucking Power 106. Now they probably hate every radio station in the world.
I bet they don't give a shit about radio stations anymore. I live in Burbank and I can't tell you the last time I saw a van.
God, they saw.
Remember, I used to see the K-Rock, you know, because K-Rock and Power and they were and Kiss, they were all in Burbank. I used to see the vans all the time. I don't know.
They don't do that anymore. They don't do street team stuff. They don't give a fuck about community, that's for sure.
No, so I don't see station vehicles at all anymore. I would guess that every station just has one van that they barely use anymore.
Well, I know like Clear Channel has a street team now. Like they
Do they have like a multi-branded van where it's just...
No, they have, you know, every station has a van, but it's like one crew of people that go out and do the promotions because that's how few they do.
Bing and I went to a street fair this on Sunday, and they the only radio station there was Earth, and they had a booth and a table, and on the table were a handful of bumper stickers, and behind the table was one dude wearing a K-Earth t-shirt sitting there looking at his phone. They weren't doing anything. They had, you know, the station playing. God. But all they had were stickers and a dude sitting there. I walked by and thought, God, this is like, what's the point of even being here?
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
But that's radio now. If you happen, if they happen to do any event, they're not even really doing anything there anyway.
Well, and they're, if they'll do some events, but for the most part, it's only paid. Like, hey, we're at Jiffy Lube.
Right.
Like, you know, that's what you're doing.
But you, I listen, you know, I listen to K-Rock every morning when I drive to work and stuff, and sometimes on the way home, and I never hear them, hey, we're out at...
I've not heard that in years.
No, you know, and even sending somebody from the show to be out at some place.
No, there's no more street presence in radio.
No, they don't give a shit.
Which shows they know full well. They used to do that to try to affect people that could potentially have diaries. Now with the people meter, they must know that shit's irrelevant for the people meter, so they don't give a fuck, which shows you how much they care about the community. Because it did used to be about being in the community.
Right. Yeah, and showing you were part of the community and, you know, and winning people over. And now, yeah, they don't care.
Even though AMP, for the last 2 years, has come to my daughter's school for the Dig Pink. All school volleyball teams do a breast cancer awareness game.
Okay.
And it's her fundraiser, and they've come to that the last 2 years, and because it ties right into them and their We Can't Survive thing.
Right. Okay.
So they've come and they've been great, and they give prizes away and the girls love it, but they'll come to stuff like that, which I think meets their community service.
Yeah, probably
about. So probably. They're doing that stuff, but it's not about serving the community as much as it is self-serving our sales interest.
Right.
God, I remember when I was a promotions coordinator at Power back in the day. We ran full-time staff 7 days a week, and I think we had five or six vans and that giant fucking radio, and all of them were out every single day.
Right.
Every single day. 7 days a week, those things were out on the road somewhere.
Yeah. No, it used to be a thing. It's funny, I post about this, but Bing and I are listening to the radio on Friday coming home from school, and the only reason we're listening to K-Rock is because they're live at the comic convention that we were going to on Saturday. I knew he'd get a kick out of hearing what was going on. And so, you know, I'm leaving it on, and they're doing cutaways and whatever. And he goes, Dad, did you ever have to go sit someplace you didn't like to be? Because these guys obviously don't want to be there. And I was like, it was that obvious to a 12-year-old that these douchebags on the radio who were probably getting at least $1,000 each, if not more.
To sit there and just work, do their job they were already having to do.
Yeah, that they would have done in a studio but got to do at a comic book convention at the convention center was not amusing to them. And they couldn't even fake it well enough to fool a 12-year-old.
You know who was there, by the way? And I forgot. He told me you were there. Duke. Duke goes... I was at the comic whatever convention, and he goes, and then I saw on Facebook Jack was there. I didn't know he was there.
Oh, I didn't see him. That kid stands out. I'd spot him if I saw him. I didn't see him.
There's a lot of giant dorks running around at that convention.
That's true. But it was just funny that he could tell, and he was right, that they didn't give a shit about this remote that they were doing.
Dude, it's funny. Kevin and Bean have turned into grumpy old men, and you can hear like that when they have people on that they make them have on.
Yeah.
And they're at a point in their career, they shouldn't have to have anyone on they don't want on. Like, they've got nothing to prove to anyone, but you can tell they make them have people on. And when they do, you can tell that person was forced down their throat.
It's been kind of funny lately. They because Bean, you know, is out of here in 2 months, they've been calling him short term Bean because he'll say some pretty edgy kind of crap.
When is he leaving?
The top of the year. I would think New Year, you know, like when they go on Christmas break, I'm assuming he won't come back.
Wonder when, how long till they fire Kevin after that. Because you know that's coming. You know how they work.
Well, they brought in that guy I hate, Klein, to be with Stryker. And I thought, I wonder if they're – because it doesn't make any sense to have an afternoon show. I'm like, I wonder if they're priming them to take over the morning show when they get, you know, like, but they also hired that Jensen guy not that long ago.
Dude, they fucked over. You know what? I'm being left because of what they did to Mike. That's why he left. Which is cool and a lot of respect for him, and he sticks up for his people. Fuck, the guy gave what you call it, a kidney.
Right. Yeah.
Bean's a good dude. He's weird, but he's a good dude.
I also feel like he knew the writing was on the wall and it wasn't going to go that much longer, and why not go out on your own terms, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay.
And they also were mean as – they're mean to him.
Yeah, they are mean to Bean. But
dude, like, Kevin is super mean to Bean all the time, and I'm like, at some point, they've been doing this 30 years. He has a shitload of money. I'm sure he was like, fuck this.
My wife's been friends with his wife since we all worked at Power.
Right, and they do that big charity thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and then they still do stuff, and we've known them. And every time, so over the last 20 fucking years, I'll see him once or twice a year somewhere. And I always talk to him. Right. He was super cool. And always says, yeah, I don't know how much longer we're going to be there. That's what he has said to me for at least the last 15 or 20 years. Every time I see him, they're trying to run us out. I don't know how much longer we're going to be there. And that has been, now it's different owners. It's the same story. Because they've made money. And as soon as you make money, you've got a bullseye on your back and they fuck with you. And they've been fucking with them forever. And at some point, you have to just say, this is bullshit. I'm out of here.
They have an incredible amount of vacation time. And, you know, they just make them split. Like, Kevin was gone for 2 weeks to Spain or something. Then Bean, like, they're always, one of them's always not there. I don't know how much vacation time they have now, but they are always... One of them is always gone.
I think that like. Started coming in lieu of raises anymore.
They just kept giving him more and more days.
Hey, we're going to cut your pay. Okay, I want 4 more weeks of vacation. Like,
right,
you know,
yeah, because they get a crazy amount of vacation.
Yeah. Okay, we're at 14 seconds left in this game, and Toronto's going to win, and then I'll get to watch the Lakers. And the Lakers are beating the Clippers. I can see the score, but I can't see the game.
Oh, but they haven't switched the game yet, yeah.
There we go. 6 seconds left. Toronto's going to win. By 8 points. Oh, man. So, yeah, it's fucking crazy time.
But I'm surprised it is also, radio doesn't matter anymore.
No.
Like, no young person gives a shit about the radio, and those young people are going to be older people, and the people who give a shit about the radio are going to be dead.
I have a feeling, and I was thinking about this the other day. I think that's the case, especially in large markets. I think medium and small markets, it probably is still more significant locally.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying they're making tons of money and it's a huge success there, but I think it means more to the local people, areas where there isn't as much shit to do as there is in LA and New York and, you know,
but
all the big
things. I used to work with a lot of those small market stations when I was at the label.
Yeah.
And those stations could barely survive. They did community shit and they did little concerts for their community and people liked them, but they were making no money.
Yeah. See, that's the problem.
Like, usually those stations had 3 employees and the morning show guy was the program director and the promotions guy. And then they had one other full-time employee and then everybody else volunteered, you know, like.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Like they don't even make enough. In fact, so many of those have sold to religious broadcasting lately, those small market stations.
Oh, yeah. I think, though, there's got to be some hook. Maybe you don't have to pay taxes on it or something. Like you get more of the money. Because there is a lot of religious stations popping up.
I just also think that they're willing to invest in radio and
use it to get their message out, and that's all they care about. They don't care about ratings.
And they don't care about ratings. They don't care about advertising. You know what I mean?
Like, they do religious mornings. Think they pay? You
remember Lara Scott did it for years.
Yeah.
She was at the Fish or whatever that station is in Glendale.
That's right. She was a Fish.
Yep.
Wow. There's LeBron and AD. I'm watching.
Oh, they flipped your game.
Yeah. Well, no. I have 4 screens up. They have 2 on the Laker game and 2 on the other. I'm watching through the app, the NBA app. And they'll show games that are on, and you can click on a thing called Mosaic, and it gives you 4 different camera angles at once. And I've been watching it like that.
It's like security footage.
Well, you also don't get announcers. It's just like the stadium feed with 4 different cameras. It's weird. But right now, I've got two cameras on the Lakers and two cameras on the game that's over that nobody gives a fuck about.
Right.
Oh, God. I'm very sleepy. It's hard to sleep when you think your hill could be on fire and you're listening at all times for one thing.
Right.
I didn't sleep very good last night. Even though they lifted the evacuation, I knew it was safe. I was still like, what if the wind picks up? What if it blows back this way? What if I get an ember on my roof?
Right. No, for sure.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's nerve wracking for a few days until that fire's out for sure.
Hopefully I'm going to sleep well tonight. Ah, time for us to go, Jack.
All right, let's wrap it up.
We've done an hour for the first time in a very, very long time. Everyone enjoy your week. We'll talk to you in another week or four. Until then, peace out.
Check off.